Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Brothers and sisters, you can't trust in your own strength and your own power. We weren't meant to do it on our own. But the Lord has given you a weapon like no other, His Word.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the Word.
I get so many emails all the time asking for prayer and questions about their children and their grandchildren. I get them from grandparents and grandfathers and mothers, and they're really concerned about them. Maybe some of them were born again, and maybe they've strayed off, maybe they've become prodigal children, but I do know that there is a way to get them back, and that's only through prayer. And I know in the last few years that things have been going spinning out of control, but it's time that we spin them back in control again and realize that we don't have to tolerate a lot of this stuff that the enemy is putting on us. We don't have to tolerate it. We're children of the high God. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have God Almighty, the Creator of the universe. So we don't have to put up. We don't have to tolerate this stuff that the enemy's throwing at us or our children. Whether it's, praying for the salvation and deliverance of our children or deliverance for ourselves from some health issue or some financial issue, it's all the same. God's Word works in every one of those situations. Praise the Lord. Saints, this is a promise. These promises are not just empty words. They're truth. They're fact. Write this down. In Isaiah 44, verse 3 says, "For I will give you abundant water for your thirst, and for your parched fields, and I will pour out my Spirit and my blessings on your children." Think about that. He says, "I will pour out my Spirit." Jesus said, "I'll pour out my Spirit and my blessings on your children." Think about that. And Isaiah 49:25 says, "But the Lord says, even the captives of the mightiest and the most terrible shall all be freed." That's shouting news right there. He says, "For I will fight." He said, they're going to be free because God says, "I will fight those who fight you and I will save your children." Let me go back and read that again in Isaiah 49:25. "But the Lord says that even the captives of the mightiest and most terrible," He says, "shall be freed." He says, "For I will fight for those who fight you and I will save your children." That is a promise. And the Bible tells us in Numbers 23:19 that God is not a man that He should lie, nor is He the son of man that He should change His mind. He says, "Have I not said, and has it not come about?" So God says this, and you can count on it. You can take it to the bank, as they say. And I hope that you're hearing me, because these are promises straight from the mouth of God, straight from the mouth of our Father. Mamas and daddies, we have authority in the Spirit. Even if your child is grown and of age, it matters not. It doesn't really matter whether they're adults and they're left home, or it doesn't matter if they're still there. He loves our children even more than we do. He really does. Always declare the word and pray for them according to the will of the Father. And please keep this in mind. Make note of it. Never, never, never pray your own will. You don't ever want to pray your own will. And it will always work out. It really will. And it'll always work out because God will always back up His word. He don't back up your words, but He will back up His words. In other words, let me explain it this way. When we're going to the Lord in prayer, don't waste your breath. I'm going to say that again. Don't waste your breath telling God all the little details about your children. He already knows every detail, right down to every hair on their head. As a matter of fact, in Luke chapter 12, verse 7, he's written, said, yes, God even knows how many hairs on your head. He said, don't be afraid. He said, you're worth more than many birds. And some translations, of course, says you're worth more than many sparrows. So it just depends on the translation. So spend your time saying what His word says and also not what you want them to be. That's another thing. You don't want to spend your time saying what you want them to be. You want to know, you want it to be God's will. And I caution this. Because it's so easy, it's really so easy to think that we know what they need. A lot of times we think we know what's good for our children, but we don't always know what's good for them or what is best for our own children. We may think that they need to return and serve this way or serve that way, and we may think they need to be a worship leader or a minister or something of that sort. But no, I say no. We must pray His will, God's will. And I also encourage you to pray in the Spirit as it is His perfect will. For instance, you can pray this word, God's word over your child in Acts 26:18 in the NIV. It says, Lord, I pray that you will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of their sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Hallelujah. You probably won't write those verses down. Saints, you always want to make sure you're praying God's words and not yours. It's His words that He backs up. And I want to pray this prayer again. I want to remind you too that I've said in the first part of the message that the Lord has given me two prayers that you can pray over your children or over your loved ones. And all you have to do is just go over to my website and request it. And someone there at Speak the Word Ministry, Make the Word Alive, Make the Word Alive, sponsored by Speak the Word Ministry, someone there will be more than happy to send you a copy. And also, if you need prayer, you can also put in your prayer request. And I'm going to pray this prayer again. It says, Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of thorns around. And when you're doing this, I put a little insert names. In other words, when I'm praying for my children, I insert their name in this place. It said, Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of thorns around so-and-so, his name, to separate my loved ones from any influence not ordained by you. I pray that those who are bad influence will lose interest and flee, and that my loved ones will lose interest in them as well. May that hedge defend against any contact with those who are out of your will. I pray that in their frustration, that the prodigal, my child, will return home, will return to you. In Jesus' name I pray. But you know, you can also say this, Father, I thank you right now, you know, that you're delivering my children in our times of sowing. I know that you have not lost one seed, and a harvest will come. I thank you right now that you're bringing laborers across my children's path to minister your word to them, to set them free. I release angels to minister to them and declare that no devil in hell will be able to keep them bound with chains of anything contrary to your word. I ask you to surround them with your goodness, for it is the goodness of God that brings repentance. I confess this word over them, and as I do, I thank you that it's shattering the obstacles in their lives into pieces. I give you praise that you are delivering them from deception and delivering them to truth, from sin and to life everlasting. And I thank you, Lord, that they will sense the peace on my life and it will bring restoration. I have peace because I have this promise that will not be shaken. Hallelujah. I believe that I receive, and therefore I shall have what I prayed, according to Mark 11:24. You know, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to remember, like I said, that you can go over to my website, order a copy of both these prayers, and start praying for them this very day. Remember, we are in a war. We are in a battle. That Satan is battling us. for our children, the lives of our children. But we have the power and we have the authority, and don't you ever forget it. You are a child of the living God, and you have power, and you begin to exert that power and that authority.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment, but first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive paths that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The Word of God against the Word.